With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Unemployment claims have risen to their highest level in nearly 3 months, but are still at historically low levels.
The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits rose last week to 224,000. It's about 9,000 more than the previous week, but layoffs remain at historically low levels. The four-week average of claims, which helps provide a smoother picture, finds an increase of 5,200 applicants. Recently, job cuts have been reported in the technology and media sectors. Overall, 1.9 million Americans are collecting unemployment benefits, up 20,000 from mid-January. Friday, the government issues its jobs report. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired a ballistic missile at a Liberian-flagged container ship in the Red Sea. The attack happened west of Hodeidah, a port city in Yemen that's been long held by the rebels. The crew and the vessel were safe, though, and the blast came far off the vessel's starboard side. President Biden among the notables speaking today at the 72nd Annual National Prayer Breakfast on Capitol Hill. The president said this event has been a lot to him, even before he became president.
I've attended many prayer breakfasts over the years. And Jill and I have been humbled by the prayers of so many when we needed them badly. It means everything to us. And we're all blessed to live in a nation where we can practice our many faiths and practice them freely.
In addition to Mr. Biden, House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries recited passages from the Bible during the event. On Wall Street, stocks are still high, the Dow up 262 points and the NASDAQ adding 166. This is SRN News. Parents in Maine are breathing a sigh of relief.
State lawmakers have opted to kill a measure that would have given the government the power to take a child from his mom and dad if they refused to allow that child to live as the opposite sex. Specifically, the parents could lose their kid if they wouldn't let him or her undergo a sex change operation. Maine is a blue state, but even Democratic representatives voted against that bill. More than 20 states have banned sex change operations on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah has become the latest state to prohibit diversity training, hiring, and inclusion programs at universities and in state government. The measure, signed into law by Republican Governor Spencer Cox, passed the State House and Senate by wide majorities. The Utah bill also bars men from using women's restrooms. The Republican-led Florida and Texas were among the first to ban DEI efforts in higher education last year. This is SRN News. Donations have poured in to replace a decimated statue of Jackie Robinson.
The donations come on what would have been the 105th birthday of the first player to break Major League Baseball's color barrier. The total raised just through one online fundraiser surpassed $145,000. Well in excess of the estimated $75,000 value of the bronze statue that was cut from its base at a park in Wichita, Kansas. Bob Lutz, the executive director of the Little League nonprofit that commissioned the sculpture, said the money raised can enhance some of its programming and facilities. Keith Peters reporting.
Testing raising concerns that the nation's roadside guardrails are no match for new heavy electric vehicles. Those EVs typically weigh 20 up to 50% more than a gas-powered vehicle, thanks to batteries that can weigh almost as much as a small gas-powered car. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.